I think that over the past 17 or 18 years, that part of my identity, I guess I took for granted as to thinking that my reasons for maintaining those sort of senses of discipline or what have you were rooted in something that was fundamental rather than environmental, the environmental aspect of it being all of a sudden I'm a dad, right? So I went through all those years, I think, without processing a lot. And then the pandemic hit, and my first reaction to the pandemic was to just go into battle mode. And I started trying to pivot the career and doing online concerts, and I did the puzzle and snuggles and light work and reissues and live concerts and Bloodstock and Royal Albert and touring, and it was all sustainable, but due to a part of my psychology that I think I hadn't recognized had so much of its self-worth invested in productivity. So when the proposition to make the Power Nerd record came into my world, I think erroneously I had assumed that my psychology hadn't changed, that it was the same as it has been for the past 15 years. And when someone says, here's an impossible task, we need this record within 2 months. And although I had been writing The Moth, Axolotl, and the trilogy of projects, Power Nerd, Axolotl, Moth, that had already been in motion, and I had thought, okay, well, there's a lot of these kind of throwback songs that I have already written, things that are much more in line with who I was when I was a teen, you know, the big metal power ballad, Bon Jovi, Def Leppard, Motorhead, these kinds of things. I had songs that were in the wings that I had written alongside of the orchestral project that is The Moth. And so when the opportunity to present this record came out, I thought, oh, this is great. I've got that music. It will be reasonably effortless to do, because I, again, was thinking of how I worked prior to the pandemic and even through the pandemic, where so much of it was fueled by either obligation or insecurity or whatever it was. And so I started writing, and I wrote Power Nerd for the most part, other than a few songs that the riffs have been kicking around for a few years or whatever. I wrote it all within about 12 days. And I gotta say, at that time, a lot of things crested. At that time, the fatigue of building the studio that I built for The Moth, the fatigue of renovating a house, the fatigue of moving 3 times, the fatigue of all of the pandemic and all the things that I hadn't processed during that point, all of a sudden becoming much more prevalent in my frame of mind due to the fatigue, coincided with the loss of a friend, coincided with my son leaving home, coincided with my wife going away, coincided with the parents going through a ton of things, my sister going through a ton of things, financial aspects of my life that went to shit just based on circumstance. Things got really expensive. And so as I started writing it, there was like a crack in a dam that appeared almost immediately. And by that metaphor, I mean, the dam has held back all these legitimate emotions that I know I had been suppressing. But then when just the loss happened, I have never participated in a project, the project being Power Nerd, that was as emotionally volatile as this. I'd never been through that. It's like when that crack appeared, all of a sudden the sadness appeared and this sense of grief that was unprocessed through all those years just came torpedoing into the forefront.